What shaking? Yeah, it was a sad one. It was that was almost like a funeral to the hopes, but you know what they say. Doesn't matter. So many games, so many teams get in. I think it's just you've seen it so much as an Earthquakes fan. It gets tiring. I'm gonna just take this one by one. I thought Chicho had good chances, and they would have been put away, and you would say he would put them away a lot of the time, and it really could have changed the game, right? To be fair, they could have scored a lot of chances. Daniel had some good saves. It could have been a lot more. We gotta put those away though. With that being said, everyone saying, "Oh, I would have put those away," and no, you wouldn't. So let's cut that out right there. The fact he's getting chances does mean we're getting opportunities. It's just bagging them. I mean, it could have been a 4-4 game just based off some of those. For all the hate he's been getting, Preston Judd, I thought he had some good hold-up play. I thought he had some really good pressure. I think he does a really good job at that. For a 4-4-2, which we'll get into, I feel like it adds... It was a decent addition with everyone out. I wasn't too mad about it. Who I thought was one of the few players who almost every... Like, it was almost a perfect game all around. Asuni Buda. I thought super lively, made really good chances with his man. I don't know what happened when we sent him to Monterey and then we lost two games, or like someone got injured, then we brought him back. He took it so personally. Like, that. This is Michael Jordan levels of petty. Like, oh, you want to trade me? You want to trade me? Let me show you how it's done. The pressure, he just looks so much more mature. He looks like he got stronger, faster. Like, he's more confident on the ball. Everything was so good from Buda. I was really, really impressed. And I think he's making a strong case to keep starting. I think he made a strong case to be one of the ones to start next game. That's my opinion. Espinoza, we have to get him involved. We have to get him involved. It doesn't have to be every play. It shouldn't be every play. But it should be a lot more plays than it currently is. Like, we have a lot of star talent. You can't just constantly pass to him and hope he gets it. But when he does get the ball, he drives it forward, and he goes directly at the goal. Sometimes, and I'm the biggest critic of this, I'll be honest with this, in past, seasons past, he'll get the ball, run down the wing, and just cross it and pray. I'm not going to lie. That happens a lot. But when you give him an opportunity, and it could be maybe if we change his positioning a little bit, you give him the opportunity to run a goal and shoot or drive, sucks in the defense, collapses, could pass it out wide, brings a little bit of a threat, gets a little momentum, could be a shot, could be this. It's chances. And when the game's kind of dying, you don't have a lot going on, you need those. You need those. And Christian Espinoza delivers on that, and we can't get him the ball. He's our captain. He's been our best player for a while. He's our longest tenured player. Actually, I think it's Paul Marie, but, you know, at least one that's playing. So he has to get more involved. Ian Harkes. I thought he covered a lot of ground. You know, I think for what we have and what we need and what everyone wants, I don't know if he's necessarily like the main man. And this is going to sound really bad, but like, I feel like if you let me cook, stay with me now. If he's like the second or third piece in the midfield, he really is the number one piece in the midfield, if that makes any sense. I'm going to just, for example, Leicester, N'Golo Kante. You got Mahrez creating, and you give him the ability to create. It's like having that engine in there. And by having all those other great pieces around, so that all he has to worry about is running around and doing what he does, it lets the others shine and they'll get all the credit. But really, it comes down to the heartbeat of that. But if it's like he also now has these other responsibilities where it's like, okay, I'm doing all these things, but nothing really else is happening, that's why it's like he needs to be the number three piece, if that's what I'm trying to get at. I thought Marc-Anthony Kay came out the game a little bit slow. It looked like he was a little behind the pace, but I thought as the second half built, he got to game pace, but it just wasn't like... we weren't there. And I don't think that's fully his fault, and we're going to get into that later. I think that's the formation's fault. We're going on to Nick Lima, who, for all intents and purposes, got cooked that game. It is what it is. Man's got cooked. They went down that side every single time at the beginning. Every single time. And I did see the, like, give him the ball, play the long ball, and, like, he was offering that, but, like, it was a mix of the defensive positioning for me personally. I'm like, what do I know, right? Just if I have to throw an opinion out there. The defensive positioning, but also it's not just him, but I'm going to use him as an example. It's just something that really irritates me is people will get in that low position where they get side and everyone's like, oh, he's playing defense. Like, that's the position. But if you rewatch the game, if the person's in front of you and you're in the middle of them, like if you were to draw a line, like I'm sideways, and you were to draw a line from the side of my shoulder that's like facing you like this, and it were to hit the middle of your chest, you're not defending. Because now you're making it so, like, yes, oh, I want you to go this way. You're making it so they can cut you so easily the other way. And that's what happened. And you had Wilfred Zaha, to be fair, it's Wilfred Zaha, right, on that side, if someone's going to cook. With it also being said, we could have played to that, knowing that. Opened it a little, forced him down line. And again, it's Wilfred Zaha. He's going to probably get by anyways, right? But that was what was frustrating for me. The back two had pros and cons. I feel like what you see online, not that the internet's ever nice, but Bruno's slow, Romney this, Rodriguez should have this. I liked the sub to put Rodriguez in. That was a cool idea. Obviously, it didn't work too much. And then I was actually advocating to have Jamar go on the other side, and then also there was the transition. So, like, you know, it is what it is. We'll get into more things. I think Jamar is super athletic. I think his positioning is really good. I think he provides a lot on offense. I think he's still learning. I think this is a great learning year for him. But young, and it gets you when a vet goes up against him, you can see experience versus inexperience. And it's not even like he's terrible, he's this or that. It's just like you can see who's done it for 5 years and who's in his first full year, really. Second year, but... Daniel, let's pay him some more just to be like, hey, thank you. Hey, don't even mention it. You know, I'm sorry, this wasn't enough. Here's another bit of money. Thank you. Our apologies for what? Just our apologies. Here you go. Do you want another Audi? Do you want the stadium? Here you go. That's what we need to do with Daniel, in my opinion. The overall system, I don't like the 4-4-2 that we've been going into. I understand he's needed to switch it up due to injuries, yada, yada, yada. I don't like it. I think the biggest thing we've been leaking on is, like, some will say counters. I think it's the late runners in the box and just losing our man in the box. And it's setting us up for failure because it's then just Ian Harkes, neither LaRue or Kay, having to push all the way up, push all the way wide, push here, there, the other, and then, like, come in, and then they're just not there for the marks on the counters. I do not like the 4-2-3-1. Or sorry, that I like the formation. I do not like a 4-3-3. I think it's just like, oh, everyone does it, this, that, the other. Better ways to play. I wouldn't be against it with a holding mid, like a defensive mid whose sole purpose is to be that defensive guy, and it frees up the other two. We don't have Hernan right now. Right? We don't have that attacking mid. If you're playing Ian Harkes and you're playing LaRue, right, you got them in the center mid. They can push up. They can do exactly what they're doing, but now they have that security behind them whose only job is to be the security, or if it's on offense, swing the ball around, right? And they if it's on the right side, you watch that near ball on the right side. If it's on the left side, you watch that near ball on the left side on the cutback inside the 18. That's their job. I think that would be a possible solution to that. Obviously, multiple runners, center backs got to watch it and organize it way better. Not just on the midfield, right? And then the argument is, oh, what about our wing play? It we had chances, but we're not scoring. You know what I mean? Like, you can't fit everyone on at the same time. It worked well in the first game, but long season, get the rotation in. I think build a style of play, and then it's like, hey, if you're a defender and it's like you've been holding off some, like, all the pieces, like we have all our pieces out, and you're the defender, you're like, oh, this is all of it, it's a downgrade from here, cool, okay, we just gotta keep doing what we're doing, versus it's like 60 minutes, like, all right, we've been kind of holding this off, oh, now they're throwing a new piece that should have been one of the original pieces, this, that, the other, and that's what you kind of want. And maybe that's what they're hoping Buddha offers, especially because he's young and he doesn't have as much say as maybe a Chicho and Joseph, especially we don't know what the contracts were. And trying to keep people happy, you would hope Pellegrino starts putting them away. So it's that's how I view it, and that's why I am not a fan of the 4-4-2. And again, what do I know, right? Guy with the mic versus someone to coach at the World Cup. Looking over at the notes here, we can also say it's, oh well, Hernan's not here, and Joseph's not here, and from the coaching staff perspective, I 100% agree. It's kind of like a dog. I had two games. I had one game, really, a game and a half with my pieces, and now I'm trying to figure it out on the fly. With it also being said. And I think he kind of knew coming into the job. Like, and we talked about it depth early on. I've been saying this since day one. Thank you to the two people who listen to this, and you'll know. I said we were one or two injuries away from oh God, what's going to happen? Now, we did play a really good team, and that's another point I have on here. Now we get to see what we play when we play a top team. Is what it is. Again, long season, could have been an off day, this, that, the other. Got some good players, but now we kind of know. And I personally think we need to switch the system. And that's what I'm curious, is if we're going to move on to what we have next week for Seattle. What is Bruce going to do? Is he going to just, oh, we got some of the pieces back. Let's just try and keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. It'll fix itself. I believe in this system. That was terrible. Let's fully revamp it. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe that throws off the rhythm. Whatever it may be. I'm expecting a lot of the same, but let's see. You never know how training can be, who's injured, who's coming back. I'm not fully certain on the international duty. I think they're coming back this week. I could be wrong. I want to get on to the Romney play, because I feel like a lot of people talked about that, playing in the back, whatever. What I appreciated from it was the second he lost the ball, it was a full-out sprint to get back. It was a full-out sprint to cover the side. He covered the goal, and yeah, someone else would have probably covered it by him. And then he went full-out to go for the header and missed it. I can sit here and say I can appreciate it, because it can't be the same can't be said across the 11 or the 18. I'm not saying they're not trying. I'm not saying they're not working hard. But just from a visual perspective, it's really nice to see someone lose the ball, and when all hope is lost, they're still sprinting as hard as they can. Because if it's 4-1, and they get through on goal, I see the midfielders kind of like jogging lightly back, and they're like, okay, whatever it is. It hurts. It hurts because we're already down so many, is what it is. At least with that, it's like, he gave it his all. His all. Not 90%, his all. And it's like, we got beat. I can at least be like, all right, we're fighting for it. And then it could just come down to like, oh, we're not good, we're not this. But me personally, I feel with that hard work, with that run, I can at least go like, all right, we're fighting. And I feel like that spirit carries. I feel like when you get a squad full of people like that, you can do more damage than maybe a squad full of, maybe not super superstars, but like quality players. But it's like, oh, they're not really running. And that's why you need those pieces. Back to my Ian Hart comment earlier. So I didn't enjoy it. It was whatever. But like, I appreciate that. Next week, Seattle. Seattle struggling, but never write them off. They always find a way, and especially MLS, you never know. And the head-to-head matchup is always usually pretty enticing. I know Seattle fans don't actually enjoy playing us. They said it usually doesn't go good for them. In my time in Washington I spent last year, that's what the overall message was from them. Yeah, I think that was... That's how I feel about it. I just want to see what Bruce does. I'm expecting a lot of the same, but... Oh man, it only took a couple losses to like just already kind of feel the sadness come back in and creep back in. But it's a long season, I don't want to write it off. But I've also been so hopeful and seen the other seasons, so you know, I'll go out there and support. No need to hate on all the guys, even though I just critiqued everyone for however much and I know nothing and never played anywhere. So while I'm a hypocrite, I think we should all go out and still support. Anyways, have a good time. I've been having fun at the games. I hope everyone's been liking my food reviews. I still dream of that falafel. It was so good. That falafel was so good. But it's taco and tequila night. So if anyone would like me to see that, or like to see that as the review, let me know. But to finish it off, we can go to our awards. And by awards, I mean our Tommy Thompson, GOAT of the match. For me, it's Buddha. I think you take your minutes. You only had a couple throughout the previous games. Like, he's been getting some looks, and you get a start, and you really made the most of it. And again, I think he should be starting next match. That was a really impressive performance. Work rate was really good. Usually turned into something pretty good. He kept the pace of the game up and our movement on and off the ball. I liked. So, Buddha is my Tommy Thompson go to the match.